Well, you know that a survey last year found that there are 40,000 structures in Detroit that are blighted and need to be torn down. A task force went street by street and compiled the data, and that task force was co-chaired by the man on the other end of our line whose company is taking another hit today in the Detroit News. He's the owner of Quicken Loans, Dan Gilbert, and the news says Quicken Loans is tied to the entire problem that he was looking at. Dan Gilbert joining us this morning. How are you?
How are you doing, Frank?
Good. Nice of you to join us. Well, they're pointing the finger at Quicken Loans, and they've even got a quote from the ACLU saying there's no question that Quicken Loans and the other bankers, they share responsibility for the blight problem in Detroit.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you know, Christine McDonald and her editor, Joel Kurth, Detroit News, very disappointing. I thought these two were professionals. Clearly, they're not. And, you know, they decided before they came in and talked to us that they're going to write a story a certain way, and they're not going to let the facts get in the way of their story. And so, you know, I could give you fact after fact here, Frank, but basically Quicken Loans has the lowest foreclosure rate of any major lender, or second lowest, rather, of any major lender in the city of Detroit. So any lender doing 25 loans or more a month. Every loan that we did in the city of Detroit during the 10 years they studied between 2005 and 2014 or conventional FHA, VA loans with average interest rates of 6%-ish that refinance people for the most part that save between $300 and $400 a month on their payments. They were to nurses and policemen and firemen, mostly African American. So, you know, if the Detroit News is saying that we shouldn't have made these loans because they were in the city and because they were to people of color primarily, which maybe is the hidden message here. I really don't know that, but it's shocking to me. It's shocking that they would be so irresponsible from a paper that normally is fairly responsible.
Why do we have the problem with so many foreclosures in Detroit? From a banking perspective, tell me what's led to this point. Because banks don't, you're not in business to give out money to people who can't pay you back. You don't want to do that.
Of course not. Now, Quicken Loans, very collectible organization. We take a huge hit on any loan, whether we sell the servicing on that loan or retain it ourselves. There's a big hit to us on any loan that we take a hit on or that forecloses on. You know, the city of Detroit represents 0.2% of our lending. 99.8% of our lending is nationwide and not in the city of Detroit. And to even imply that in any way, shape, or form this is some economic gain to us is just a complete absurdity. You know, when you talk about that the foreclosures in the city of Detroit that we were involved with represent under 1% or something like 0.8% of all the originations that took place in the entire city of Detroit over the 10 years, and Detroit News decides to, you know, twist and put the article in a way that they wanted to write it and cast things in the wrong light. The ACLU would be probably filing a lawsuit against us right now for discrimination in the city of Detroit had we not made these loans. So, you know, they're talking out of both sides of their ears. And, it's very disappointing, Frank, you know, because you got 12,000-13,000 hardworking people who dedicate their lives and their adult lives and careers to this company, and when you see such, you know, nonsense and twisted logic and reason written, especially from reporters who knew this, Christine McDonald, she's a very smart girl, but she's got a mission and she's got a view, and she's going to not let the facts get in the way of reality.
Well, it seems that the story that is being painted out there is that banks and mortgage lenders are intentionally giving loans to people they know can't pay them back just so that they can foreclose on the properties and somehow make money down the road. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, it's absurd. It doesn't even make rational, logical sense. Now, there for sure were a subset of lenders, these subprime lenders, all of them are no longer in business for a reason. Just for the reason you just stated, because they lost their tail, because these loans all went bad. And these were lenders who, had high rates in the teens, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14%, if not even higher than that, to people who had credit of, you know, under 580 FICO scores, you know, just the bottom end. And so they didn't think they would be held accountable, and they were. Now, you know, regular conventional FHA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac lenders, and as you probably read, you know, Quicken Loans has the highest quality FHA loans in the United States. We have the lowest default rate of any lender in the country because of our underwriting and the way we underwrite and look over loans. And so you had some of that. The biggest problem with Detroit is taxes. Frank, out of a, we did a survey of 380,000 parcels in the city of Detroit. That means every single commercial building, piece of land, vacant land, and residential building, we physically went out in teams and looked at it, took inventory, and then tied into databases. In the last 3 years, the last 36 months, forget the crash, eight, now I'm talking in 2012, 13, and 14, 180,000 of the 380,000 parcels either were foreclosed for taxes, are in the pipeline to be foreclosed for taxes, or are 1 to 3 years behind in taxes. The assessed rate of homes, primarily homes, some commercial buildings, primarily homes in the city of Detroit, is beyond comprehension. And then you've got the crash of values and the homes not being reassessed. And then the state at one time was charging 18% interest on property taxes that were default. And people are walking from their homes saying, I owe more in taxes than the home is worth. And the numbers prove it out. The numbers prove it out. So, you know, Ms. McDonald should have maybe been, you know, barking up the tree of what the tax situation was. And I spent a year on this, you know, probably half of my full-time day on blight and what happened here in the city of Detroit. We produced a book 1 year ago that you can get online, and you'll see what happened. And I'm telling you right now that property taxes was 90% of the reason for blight in the city of Detroit. Anybody wants to challenge me on that, go ahead and challenge me, because I'll give you the facts, and I'll give you a 380-page book that'll prove it otherwise.
You sound like somebody who feels he's been betrayed in all of this. I mean, we know your record of philanthropy and what you've done in helping to rebuild the city of Detroit, and you quite frankly sound like somebody who just feels like you've been turned on.
Well, you know, I really feel, you know, they can splash my picture on the paper and say what they want. I don't care, you know. But we've got all these thousands of people who dedicate, you know, not only their day job to working for our business, but 90% involved in the community and trying to help in the neighborhoods and help Detroit, and they come out with this nonsense that is just almost complete fabrication and a positioning and a framing of things that, for whatever reason, you know, somebody's decided that's what they're going to do. They're going to wake up and do this regardless of the fact. We gave the Detroit News, we gave them two big PowerPoint presentations with fact after fact, you know, not opinions, but pieces of information on the borrower profiles, on how much money we save people, on the type of lending that we've done, where we stand versus other lenders. They included none of it, zero. And so, you know, when you look at that, you know that Joel Kurth, the editor, whoever else is there, has other agendas. And, you know, it's about time that, Frank, and I've heard you talk about this on the radio, it's about time that people start holding muckraker people like this accountable. I mean, where's the accountability for people that are just willing to go ahead and liable to a degree, do these kinds of things? You know, it's free country. You can write what you want. Nobody should be sued or put to jail for it. I'm not saying that, but where's the accountability from everybody else? And this goes well beyond what we're doing here. And just get the facts right. Nobody's telling you to write any, you know, stories that have to be flowery and all that other stuff. But get your facts right. And also, you know, by omission, include the facts that you know aren't going to make your story or your originally preconceived notion maybe totally accurate or maybe right. So I could go on and on, but I think, yeah, you get the point.
I get the point. Listen, there's an old Tiger general manager, the late, great Jim Campbell, the general manager who once said, "This too shall pass." I'm glad you got the other side of the story out, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks for this morning's conversation, Dan.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Frank. Take care.